About Feast of Tabernacles is like something, right? When it's like what?
Water and ice.
Water and ice, yeah. Why don't you guys sit down right here? I'm gonna tell you about a well. And let's see here, what do we got? Seth, why don't you come on up here and give me a hand? What do we got here? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Seth, if you would, if you pour a little water and give each of these fine young ladies and gentlemen in the making and the progress of growing up, a drink of water. How many of you would like a drink of water? You like a nice drink of water? Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to talk today about the Feast of Tabernacles. You haven't heard this one yet. It's like water. Not again. Not again. Yeah. And you know, the more I look at Feast of Tabernacles and water, the more I realize I don't have enough time to tell you all the different ways that the Feast of Tabernacles is like water. But you know what? I'll bet each and every one of you likes... Tiffany, you like water? Oh, okay, have some. Ethan, you want some water? Yeah, okay, all right. Caleb, you're reaching over here.
Yeah.
Seth, Mr. Cooksey's going to hand out some water here for those that want to drink. Have a drink. Taste that water. Is that good water? Is that cold? Is it refreshing? Mm. Oh. It does have ice in it. We talked about ice yesterday, didn't we? We did. We talked about ice yesterday. And you know, ice can be a good thing, can't it? Because it can take water that's lukewarm and it can make it real refreshing, can't it? It sure can. It can be slippery, too. So how many of you still have your ice cubes from yesterday? What happened to your ice cubes? They melt. And we talked about how we want Jesus to melt us so that we can be what he wants us to be, right? We don't want to be cold. We want to be hot for Jesus. Well, you can't be an ice cube and be hot, can you? Not for long. Not for long. Well, I'm going to tell you today about somebody who said, you can drink this water, but you know what's going to happen, Gabriel, when you get done drinking this water? It is. It is putting a hole in it. You know what, parents? Sometimes teaching children, you don't need real elaborate props. If you learn anything here, is that everything in your house, including you, are teaching your children all the time. You just maybe don't take time to realize that, but you are. It really is melting, isn't it? And that's what was supposed to happen in our lives. How many of you have heard of Jesus? Did you know that Jesus got thirsty? And one day, Jesus and his disciples were walking through a place called Samaria, and they came to the well of Jacob. And the disciples said, we're really hungry. Been some time since we've eaten. And, you know, there's a town over there, and I think we ought to go into town and buy some food. And so Jesus said, okay, go buy some food. So guess what? All of his disciples went into town to buy some food. Now, guess what those disciples had been doing before they got to that well? No. They had been baptizing people into the belief that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And they were baptizing these people for the remission of their sins. And that's what they were doing. In fact, they were doing so much of it, the Bible says they were baptizing more people than the disciples of John or John himself. Wow. Isn't that neat that these disciples were so busy bringing people into the knowledge of that they need to be saved from their sins? Isn't that a great thing? Don't you think everybody ought to know that they need forgiveness of their sins?
Yeah.
And don't you think we ought to be telling everybody about that?
Yeah. We sure should be. And so they went into this town. Oh, boy, aren't you excited? Here's all of Jesus' disciples. They just went into town, and they're going to be telling people all about Jesus, aren't they?
Are they? Well, guess what? Jesus went over by the side of the well, and he sat down. And it was about the sixth hour. And a lady came, and Jesus said, "Can I have a drink of water?" That's exactly right. And the lady says, "How come you're talking to me? I'm a Samaritan. Your kind don't talk to us. You don't have anything to do with us. Why are you asking me for a drink of water?" Jesus said, "If you knew who was talking to you, you would ask of him for a drink of water." And she said, "What? This well is deep. You don't even have a paper cup on you. How are you going to give me a drink of this water?" And Jesus said, "Out of me flows water of life. The rivers of life, the water that flowed. And whoever drinks of this water will never thirst again." You drink of the water of this well. You drink of the water that you just drank from your paper cups. How many paper cups are empty now? Well, you know what, Caleb? You're going to get thirsty again sometime today. You're going to get thirsty again. 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 Jeff, your daughter is going to get thirsty again. And in South Dakota, you get thirsty again quicker than you do in the Amazon rainforest. That's true. And you know, while he was talking to her, he said, "Why don't you tell me something about, why don't you go get your husband?" And she said, "Well, the man I'm with right now isn't my husband." And Jesus says, "You told the truth. You had five husbands, and the man you're with right now, you're not married to." And she goes, "Whoa, I perceive you're a prophet. Whoa, you know all about me." Because she hadn't told Jesus this, but Jesus knew all about her. And then she told Jesus that they were looking for Messiah to come. That Messiah was, they knew that Messiah was supposed to come. And Jesus told her, "I am Messiah. I am he who's going to come." You know what happened to that lady? She got excited. She got real excited. She went to the well to get water, and she had to go at a time when the other women in town weren't there. You know why? She wasn't real popular. And so she had to go after everybody else had gone and gotten their water. But because she went at a time that she could find Jesus, guess what? She not only found him, but she believed that he is the Messiah. She believed in her heart his testimony that he is Messiah. And so while she's headed to town, guess who came back from town? While she's going into town, guess who's coming back from town? All of his disciples. All of his disciples were coming back from town. And they were surprised that he was talking to her because she's a Samaritan. Sure, we don't talk to Samaritans. Oh, come on. You know? And so they said, "Master, eat. Have something to eat. We brought food back." And he said, "I have food that you don't know of." What kind of food do you think Jesus was talking about? Grace, what kind of food do you think Jesus was talking about? That Jesus had that they didn't understand about? The fruits of the Spirit. That's a great answer. He had the fruit that came from who?
God.
Yeah, from his Father. He had food that came from his Father. Jesus was filled with his Father's Spirit.
And Jesus was manifesting the fruits of the Spirit. Oh, these children are so smart. If you parents don't give these children a chance to show you how smart they are, you're missing out. That's right. And you know what happened? This woman, she took off into town, and the disciples are wondering, who in the world fed our master? Who gave him food? What is going on here? And then Jesus was sad. And he said, I sent you into a harvest field that was ripe for the harvest. You guys didn't have to plant. You didn't have to water. You didn't have to hoe. You didn't have to do anything. It was ready. And you guys missed it. You missed it. That town was full of his disciples. And nobody came out because of their testimony. And all of a sudden, the townspeople are coming out. Oh, this lady came into town and she told us about Messiah's at the well. Where is he? And the whole town came out. And they looked and they listened and they talked and they believed on him. First of all, because of what this lady said. She said, come see. This man's at the well. He told me everything about me and he's the Messiah. Come on, everybody. Come on. Come on. Get out of the door. Come on. Bertha, come on. You gotta see him. Come on. Wait. Come on. And the town turned out. And the disciples were just there. And nobody knew, even though they were in town. Nobody knew. Jesus, we have a message. We have a story to tell to the nations. And you know what? You don't have to have been at a feast for 35 years to have that story. You don't have to be at feast for 25 years and have that story. You don't have to be at feast for 15 years and have that story. You don't have to be at feast for 5 years and have that story. This can be your very first year at feast. And you can tell people about Christ and invite them to come and see that one who knows everything about you. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your needs. He knows each and every one of us, and he wants to know us personally as his children, as his disciples. So remember, when you drink of this water again, what's going to happen? You're going to get thirsty again. But when you drink of the water that comes from Jesus Christ, you'll never get thirsty again. And so Feast of Tabernacles is like water. Let's see what we find out about the Feast of Tabernacles and tomorrow. What do you think I'm going to be talking about, Seth? You have no idea?
Water. Water.
Wow. I wonder what I could possibly talk about water tomorrow that would tell us about tabernacles. You'll have to come back and find out. Let's give our children a big hand. They are the future of the church.